Good afternoon, and may the Lord give you his peace. This is your daily message of hope here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio with Father Stosh Daly, joined by Brother Tommy Piolotta, a member of the Capuchin Franciscan Friars.
Hello, how are you doing?
Brother, you have a special devotion to St. Joseph, and as it's Wednesday, it's a good day for us to meditate on St. Joseph. The Church asks us to remember St. Joseph as we're looking for hope, as we're looking for peace, as we're looking for love, and as we're in the middle of the week, at the end of the workday, we think about St. Joseph. How did you become so fond of St. Joseph? Why is he so special to you?
Yeah, he's my boy. I love him deeply. And it goes back to when I actually was a very young boy. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what happened. I was very young. I don't know what happened. But I remember going to my mother one day. And I said, I don't think that we give enough honor to St. Joseph. And from that moment, I fell in love with St. Joseph.
I mean, he became a
dear saint in my life that has never left me, that has helped me so often. Mm. And he's a saint to whom I run daily.
Yeah. One of my favorite points of meditation with regard to the life of St. Joseph is it revolves around Jesus, but it's when Jesus is in the temple and he's driven mad by the money changers. Mm-hmm. You know, now Jesus gets angry several times in the New Testament, but he never becomes violent.
No.
Except for those who deal with money.
Correct.
And deal with money in the temple.
Yes.
And they make a mockery of his father's house.
He's not okay with this.
No. And the thing is, like, implicitly, where did Jesus learn as a man how to be that passionate for the father's home, if not from St. Joseph?
Exactly.
St. Joseph taught God in the flesh how to be a man. And Jesus, an adult male, walks into the temple, the Father's house, the Father's home, the temple. Everlasting worship takes place in the temple in Jerusalem. And our beloved Savior Jesus becomes irate at the mockery, the disgusting mockery that's taking place in the temple, and he becomes mad.
Yeah.
And he forms the whip out of the cords and drives them out. And it shows that it's not like St. Joseph had a temper tantrum problem or an anger management issue, but it shows the zeal. It shows the passion that St. Joseph would have passed on to the young baby Jesus, the young boy Jesus, the young man who would have been learning how to carve and work with stone. In Greek, St. Joseph is referred to as tekton. Mm-hmm. So we think carpenter as like, oh, he would just sit in the corner and whittle wood all day. It's like, he did a lot more than whittle wood. You know, he was a builder.
Yeah.
He was the guy you would call when anything needed fixed. And he wasn't just like handyman Joe. I mean, mm-hmm. he was the one that all of Nazareth would have revolved around for help. Mm-hmm. And yet he taught Jesus incredible patience, incredible charity. But one of the things that, especially as a priest, as a man, as a disciple of Jesus, I think of the zeal.
Yeah.
For the temple of the Lord. Jesus had that. And even when Jesus was a young man, really an older boy, and he's lost, quote unquote, mm-hmm. big quotes, as if God could ever be lost, you know. Mary and Joseph go back to Jerusalem and find him in the temple. And he's there, and he refers to it as, well, I'm in my father's house. You know, now, if you've ever been in a grocery store and you've seen that nervous look on a mother or father when they realize, where's my child? And they're looking, they're like, they find their child, you know, of course, it's always in the potato chip aisle or the aisle with the little toys. They say, you know, you were lost. And the kid's always like, I wasn't lost. I knew where I was. And of course, the parents are like, what? But that's Joseph and Mary when they find Jesus in the temple. And you can only imagine, you know, the conversation takes place between Our Lady and Jesus, but Joseph was there. Mm-hmm. And he's thinking, you know, on the one hand, it's like, okay, so we don't have to spaz anymore.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he did know where to be, the Father's home.
You know, I would encourage, I mean, anyone listening, one of the, because you kind of did it just there, Father, is I love imagining Joseph with Mary and Joseph with Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, and I just imagine him this incredible man chosen by God
right.
to be the spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary
yeah.
and to raise his son. God.
No small task.
this is incredible. And he chose a just man.
Yeah.
Which makes sense that that word that St. Matthew uses in the gospel is a very rich word when he calls Joseph a just man. He certainly would have been a man consumed with zeal for the temple and for the liturgy and for the proper adoration of God, which Jesus then expresses in his rage, in his righteous anger against the abuse that he sees in the temple.
It also gives us something to consider, like if you're struggling to pray, you know, you sit down, you sit there in the church and your mind gets so distracted during Mass, or you go to Mass early and you have a few moments and you're not sure what to do, you're not sure what to say. I mean, we could rightly intuit that you could ask St. Joseph, help me to know how best to pray.
Oh, for sure. I think he helped me in my second year of formation more than once, actually. It was a difficult year for me.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking of the countless times that this man must have suffered. I think of the times he probably woke up in the middle of the night wondering, who is this child in my home? Like, this is Emmanuel.
Yeah, it's true.
This would be terrifying at the end of the day, right? We can't really imagine it, you know? Or this woman that God has entrusted me with, am I protecting her? Right. Am I doing what the Lord wants me to do? This is a man, I think, who did suffer. And so, and yet never gave up. A man of great courage. And so I think for sure we should run to him when we're struggling, because I think he struggled.
Yeah. There's that reference that, you know, the Lord speaks to St. Joseph in his dreams.
Yeah.
Okay, that kind of annoys me, because I can be fully awake, or quote unquote fully awake, and I'm just like, I'm not really sure what the Lord is saying to me right now. And I'm just kind of left in a stupor.
Sure.
And then Joseph falls asleep
and here's
gets
the
a very
Lord.
Clear
this is a man. I mean, he is pervaded by an openness to the word.
Absolutely.
You know, by an openness to the word that can come to him when he's sleeping, and by openness to the incarnate word that he welcomes into his family.
Yeah.
Joseph helps us to be receivers of the word.
Yeah.
I really believe so.
There's been more than just once or twice in my life, especially as a priest and as a pastor, where I'm confronted with incredibly challenging, difficult decisions, and I'm just at a total loss. I mean, I'm pulling out what little hair I've got left, you know?
Yeah.
And so I go before St. Joseph, side altar, and it's like, Joseph, I know, like, you're the foster father of Jesus. You're the protector of the Holy Family. You watched over, you provided for, you loved, you cherished the Holy Family. And everywhere, from Bethlehem to Nazareth, all to Jerusalem and back, it's like, I know you still have this love for the family of God that is the church. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. You know, I'm just totally honest. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
But as the parish priest, as the man that everyone calls father, in just humility, teach me what it is, inspire me as to what to do so as to be faithful to the Lord.
For
and
sure.
He's always come through.
You know, I love that you said that, you know, he cares for the people of God, for the church.
Mm.
Pope Benedict has a beautiful little book on Mary, and there's a great tradition in the church where Mary is seen as the image of the church.
Yes.
Maria in Ecclesia. Yeah. And he says, if that's the case, then St. Joseph is the great figure of the high priest who takes care of Mary and thus takes care of the church.
Yeah. No, it's a beautiful, beautiful opportunity for us on this Wednesday. And especially, you know, in the middle of the week, we tend to... well, they call it the hump day for a reason. Mm-hmm. You know, you're just kind of, okay, I got some down, some to go. But there's a reason why turning to St. Joseph today is so particularly beautiful and fruitful.
Yeah.
So
he experienced many hump days, right? Oh, I mean, many middle of the week. Working is, you know.
I mean, you can think of it, you're just like, okay, Our Lady's holding baby Jesus. They're on the donkey. And... oh, good, I get to walk and pull this
hurts.
Animal, you know. But at the same time, you realize it's like, I mean, he's got to protect them.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if you're joining us for this message of hope and you're just at that point, you're at that breaking point, the stress is just too much, you know, consider asking St. Joseph to run interference, but in a good way, you know, not to whisk you out of reality, not to, you know, knock you out and you wake up 3 days later. No. But to help you carry the burden of the present moment so as to be faithful to the Lord. And
to see great meaning in the present moment.
All of the beautiful saints always had that attentiveness to St. Joseph. Oh, some have more devotion than others, but it's one of those beautiful things, you know. In the life of every saint, you find a passionate love for Jesus in the Eucharist. In the life of every saint, you find a holy reverence for Our Lady. And in the life of every saint, you always find this tenderness or affection for good St. Joseph. Now, because he comes number three, he doesn't always get the attention that the first two do. And rightfully so. God, the Immaculata, good St. Joseph, you know. And he's totally at peace with that. But as our brothers and sisters, you know, out there listening to St. Gabriel Radio, Brother Tommy, what would you encourage them or invite them to consider with regard to St. Joseph, the middle of the week, this message of hope? You know, just shy of 5 o'clock. Sun is kind of high. We're tired.
I would encourage them to even simply to just think of St. Joseph. Think of St. Joseph with Mary. Think of St. Joseph with the Blessed Child. Think of St. Joseph because he was so intimately like us.
Yeah.
You know, in a special way. And just like we might not always know where the Lord is taking us, St. Joseph tells us that God does have a plan for us, that God is leading us, and that every moment of our lives is touched by his providence.
Yeah. As we consider St. Joseph on this day, this Wednesday, middle of the week, we ask the Lord's blessing so that our minds and our hearts may be more focused on the Lord Jesus. And like St. Joseph, we may have a tenderness and affection for God in the flesh, the Word dwelling among us, Jesus in the crib at Bethlehem, Jesus who lives among us like he did with St. Joseph and Our Lady at Nazareth, Jesus who dwells in the tabernacle before us at the church where we go to pray. Good St. Joseph, intercede on our behalf, protect us and guide us. May the Lord give you his peace.